Several people on the list of more than 2,500 the state is claiming are ineligible to vote have already proved the claim was wrong. Outgoing Republican State Representative Rich Glorioso doesn't see a problem with that.
If we have one person on the voter rolls that's ineligible to vote, and they vote, they disenfranchise every voter out there, and they disenfranchise the integrity of the system.
And Glorioso said people can challenge claims that they're not legal citizens, either of Florida or the U.S.
I know that they've had some problems with the illegals that I identified, and they're trying to clean that system up. But the system is pretty clean, because if I get a letter that says, hey, we've got indication that you're not legally a citizen to vote, to be on the rolls, then I have 30 days to go back to the supervisor of elections office and say, hey, here's my passport, here's my birth certificate. Obviously, it's a mistake.
A Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles database is being used to identify who is and is not a U.S. citizen. Opponents argue that the system isn't up to date, and many people could have since become naturalized citizens. But Glorioso contends that some of those individuals could have brought the problem on themselves.
They said, are you a citizen? Say yes. Okay, would you like to register to vote? And they did. And then when they got called up from jury duty from that role, they said, oh, I'm not a citizen. I can't be on the jury. And that's how they identified a lot of these people.
And Florida Senator Rhonda Storms, also a Republican, denies allegations from opponents that the measure is an election year attempt to eliminate Democratic and independent voters.
If they're voting fraudulently, I don't know that that's staked out by a party or by an independent. So it shouldn't intimidate anybody. I mean, if you know you're legally entitled to vote, all you have to do is produce the documents that show that you're legally entitled to vote.
Among the many arguments that removing people from the voter rolls without sound reason to do so disenfranchises voters is that Republicans aren't also addressing possible absentee voter fraud. In that case, voters send their ballots in by mail, with no way to verify who actually cast the ballot. But Storm said those ballots are carefully reviewed and then reviewed even further if someone suspects fraud.
And I saw the challenges to each individual absentee. That was done. And incidentally, or maybe not incidentally, that challengers were primarily the Democrats that were challenging military votes.
Outrage over the push to disqualify so many voters is made worse by last year's changes to Florida's voting laws. Under its provisions, early voting days were reduced, some voters who have moved may only be able to cast provisional ballots, and groups who register voters have tougher regulations and penalties. Opponents argue all those things negatively impact Democrats more than Republicans. Storm said that it's not asking too much for voters to provide proof that they live in a certain area or other qualifying criteria.
That has happened to me. I mean, they've changed my voting location multiple times, and I've had to prove, you know, okay, here, when I moved, my husband and I have been married 25 years. Year 24, we're on living in our same location, but 24 years ago when we moved, we had to, you know, produce our address and show that we are where we're supposed to be.
Storms is vacating her seat in the Senate to run for the $155,000 per year Hillsborough County property appraiser job after hearing about incumbent property appraiser Rob Turner's alleged sexual harassment. Turner admitted to sharing pornographic pictures with the human resources director in his office. Storms said she would not have made the decision if that hadn't happened, or if Turner had resigned. But she was already unhappy with the way Turner handled disputes from homeowners over the assessed value of their homes.
Her original appraisal was appraised inappropriately, not by this property appraiser. So it would have been low-hanging fruit for this property appraiser to say, you know what, you're absolutely right. And in the early stages, Miss Cookie won her position, won her appeals, and won her positions. But this property appraiser kept pounding on her instead of giving her the adjustment that she was legally entitled to. He appealed every technicality, and has ground this little 5-foot woman down. It's been very frustrating to me.
But the sexual harassment scandal put a bad taste in her mouth that she just couldn't ignore.
Meanwhile, you're behaving like this with your human resources director, but here's this poor little taxpayer that, you know, there's no reason why you would take this hard position to her.
Turner claims the interaction with his staff member never occurred during work hours, but Storm said that's a weak defense.
whether or not you did it in the off hours. You know, ask any working woman and say, you know, does it matter to you if your boss is texting you on his personal phone after hours, asking, sending pictures of his personal, of his body parts, and asking for pictures of your breasts? Does it matter to you that it's happening after hours? Does that give you some sort of shelter? And if this is a human resources director, no, there's not a woman, not 99% of the women who are sane working women would say that that's okay because he did it after hours in his personal time.
Republican State Representative Rachel Bergen has announced she will run for Storm's seat in the Senate. Rich Glorioso, who is being termed out of his seat in the House, had previously announced a bid for Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections. But with Storm's vacant Senate seat in his district, today Glorioso said he is considering running for that instead. He expects to make that announcement tomorrow. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Brandon.